ध्यायामोदबलावगुण्डनवतीं तेजोमयीं नैष्टिकीं स्निग्धापाङ्गविलोकिनीं भगवतीं मन्दस्मितश्रीमुखीं वात्सल्यामृतवर्षिणीं सुमधुरं सङ्कीर्तनालापिनीं श्यामाङ्गीं मधुसिक्तसूक्तिम् अमृतानन्दात्मिकामीश्वरीम्। The scriptures talk about a knowledge or an entity which stands for everything that we can find in this world. So it is always worth trying to analyze that, or analyze as to how we can achieve everything. So that is what life is all about. Life is all about achieving everything, the goal, the pinnacle of life itself is that state where a person achieves everything. So that place, like, it can be defined in two ways. One is that when a person achieves everything, and the second is that where a person is in such a state that where he doesn't need to achieve anything else, so nothing remains behind. So positive way, knowing everything or achieving everything, and both are two different aspects of the same goal. One is that, like, that which the goal by achieving or attaining which everything becomes attained or achieved. And the second is that goal by achieving which nothing else remains behind to be achieved. So life is all about achieving that particular goal. So that supreme goal, we can call it parampadam. So supreme goal, supreme state. So that is what, like, we are all striving to achieve each and every minute of our life. So people strive to achieve that pinnacle. So healthcare reform that Obama is presenting, and many other stuff, so many other things that we are, that is happening in the world, Mother Teresa's social activities, the green revolution that is happening today, are trying to preserve natural resources, hybrid cars, going to moon, going to Mars, going to many other places, technological advancements, all those scientific advancements, mental advancements or emotional advancements, all those, everything, whatever we have in life or whatever we are striving for, that can be put in just one word as the supreme goal. That goal which is, or which stands for everything. So if there is something like which we can say one entity, and like if everything that we find in this world can be replaced by that one entity, then that one entity is what we are searching for. Of course, some people search for it knowingly, some people search for it unknowingly. So some people say, oh, I don't want so much money and all. But still, they work. They earn money. And like if they think they are content with whatever money they have, but the contentment is not enough. It will go on. If a person is content with money that he has, then why earn more? No need of earning more. Oh, like I have to eat, therefore I have to earn. Eating, and like for eating we can just earn for eating and give the rest to charitable mission. We don't do that. So that means there is always craving for more and more. So that's why Ramakrishna Mission saints say that there is always a struggle. There is always a dissatisfaction with life, because like we want something higher. We want something which is much better, bigger. So that goal is the subject matter of scriptures. So it's not today. Today, like somebody might start analyzing that particular goal and might say, oh, I have found out a goal like which everybody is seeking. So there is nothing that the ancient seers, as Chinmayananda says, the ancient scientists, they were scientists. They used logical analysis. They tried to analyze stuff. They tried out alternatives. They did everything. But their spectrum was not the external world. Their spectrum, or we should say, their spectrum was not only the external world, but it was also the inner mind or the internal world. So science today is only analyzing the external world. It's not analyzing the internal world. So that's why everywhere there is only dissatisfaction, everywhere there is only disharmony, because it's only an external world. As Amma says, like, what is the use of controlling the external environment? Going to an ashram and living there is not the goal. What is the goal? The goal is inner purity, internal control, inner control. So as Sai Baba says, what is the use of sitting in an air-conditioned room without conditioning the agitations of the desirous mind? There's no use. So that is what we see today. But the ancient seers not only analyzed the world, but they also analyzed the mind, our inner world, going inner towards the self. That also they analyzed. Oh, have the seers really analyzed the external world? Definitely. The Nyaya Vaisheshika system deals with the external world. The Nyaya system or the Vaisheshika system categorizes the external world into 24 entities. That Nyaya does, like Vaisheshika, into 7 or 8 or 9 entities. Dravya, Guna, etc. So they have analyzed. They have analyzed and categorized to the maximum depth that is possible. So Anu, like if this word of Anu, like if we hear about it, we may think like atoms and molecules came only in recent times. No. In ancient times, long, long ago, we don't even know the time of these sutras written by various sages. Gautama Muni is the one who started, like, or who formulated the Nyaya system. Nyaya system uses Anu, Anustvam. And that was done like ages ago. We don't even know when Gautama Muni lived. It was ages ago, and all those thoughts are found in the Shastras, in Vedas. And Vedas are eternal. Vedas don't have any time. With creation, Vedas started. After creation, the Vedas merged into the Creator. So that means Vedas are real, like, or eternal, as the Creator. So that means the Shastras do deal with external world as well. But external world is not everything. So today we find people having all comforts of life. So getting into an AC car, cruise control, just press a button and then like something drives, everything is automatic. Just press a button and then coffee will be brewed. Just press a button and lift will go up 10 floors, 100 floors. Get into a bus, quick, AC, fast. Trains that don't even require a conductor. So all those are there today. But that's not everything. Amongst all, like, or amidst all those, there is still no peace of mind. Because that one goal, after achieving which, or we achieving which, everything becomes achieved. That goal is not achieved by current day people, or people who go behind the external world. So the ancient seers analyzed or tried to figure out that one goal, and they figured out the goal and they realized that goal. So they didn't stop with just realizing the goal. They aren't like selfish people today who, after getting a treasure, they'll just well of gold, they'll just use it for themselves. They'll not show it or share it with others. So these ancient seers were not like that. They wanted to give it to others. They wanted others also to experience it. Therefore, they jotted down whatever came to their mind. So many seers formulated it into proper theoretical stuff, following which or reading which we will be able to understand the goal as well as tread the path towards that goal. So the Shastras, of course the Vedas and other Rishis and others who wrote works, authored works, they call that one goal as Brahman. So the Shastras might call it differently. Vadanti tat tattva vidah tattvam yajnanam advayam brahmeti paramatmeti bhagavan iti shabdhyate. So that one goal is which is non-dual consciousness, non-dual knowledge. Non-dual knowledge means culmination of knowledge, culmination of everything, where everything ends. That goal is variously termed or called by people as Brahman, Paramatman, Ishvara, etc. Ekam sabhipra bahudha vadanti. One truth is variously spoken, spoken variously by many people. So there is like there is a man in a house. So the man's name is Krishna. The man's mother calls him my dear son. His wife calls him my dear beloved honey, and the children call him father, and his relatives call him Krishna, and his friends call him Kanna. And like if he is working in a modern environment, then his co-workers will call him Krish. Yes, like people love reducing their names. So that is the fashion today. So Krish, Krishna will become Krish. Saraswati will become Saras. So everything will be like that. So Vidya will become Vid. So that is how we see today. So many people call him by different names, but still he is one person, he is one entity, one individual. In the same way, the Shastras variously, or many Shastras, many people variously speak about the truth. Tad Vishnuho Param Padam Pashyanti Surayah. So Asahasra Shirsha Purushah. So he is called Purusha. And Narayana Etcha Kinchit Jagat Sarvam Drishyate Shruyate Piva Andar Bahishyatat Sarvam Yapin Narayana Stitah. Shiva, some people call him Shiva, some people call him Brahman, some people call him Ishvara, Ishvara Sarva Bhutanam Hriddeshi Archuna Tishtati. So Ishvara, so many other words, Parameshvara. So there are many words that are used for this one truth, but it is one truth. And that one truth is, what is that, like, what is the speciality of that one truth or one goal? Yajnatva neha bhuyo anyat jnatavyam avashishyate. After achieving which, there will remain nothing else will remain to be known. So that is the essence of everything. That is one thing which stands for everything. Sarvam. That's why Sarvam Brahmamayam. So Brahman, Sarvam Brahmamayam. Everything is Brahmamayam. Because Brahman stands for everything. Brahman stands for everything. Everything can be put into Brahman. Like, is it Brahman standing for everything or everything standing for Brahman? It doesn't matter. Both ways it works. It's only one entity which is real. We'll come to that a little later. Real is Brahman. Everything is just an illusion. So Brahman alone is there. So that Brahman, that one entity. Kasminnu bhagavo vijñāte sarvamidam vijñātam bhavati. Tell me like that, by knowing which everything becomes known. So that is, what is that? Sayo havai tat paramam brahma veda brahmaiva bhavati. When you know Brahman, like you will become Brahman, that one entity. One entity, what is that Brahman? That alone is present. So that one Brahman, how can we say that, like, by knowing that one Brahman, everything becomes known? Because everything is only that Brahman. Everything is that one Brahman. Asti bhati priyam rupam namam chetyam shapanchakam adhyatrayam brahma rupam jagadrupo tato dvayam. और आद्यत्रयम् ब्रह्म रूपो जगत रूपम ततो द्वयम्। सो अस्ति भाति प्रियम नामम रूपम स्वरूप नाम रूपम एंड देन अस्ति भाति प्रियम सच्चिदानंदम। सो एनीथिंग दैट वी सी इन दिस वर्ल्ड हैज सत्, इट एक्सिस्ट, चित, देयर इज अ लाइट ऑन इट, आनंदम, इट हैज अ बिट ऑफ आनंदम, bliss in it. If there is no bliss in objects, then we won't crave for objects. There is bliss, that bliss is limited. Vishayanandam, as Vidyaranya says. So there is Achyutanandam, there is a name. So there is a name associated with everything. Car. Car has a name of car and it has a form. So name and form is also there. So name and form is what is called as Jagat. And Achyutanandam is Brahman. Brahma Satyam Jagan Mithya. Brahman is real. Jagat is mithya. Oh, do the Shastras really say that? Ishavasyam idam sarvam. Ishvara pervades everything. Whatever is there here, Ishvara pervades it. Yaccha kinchit jagat sarvam drishyate shruyate piva antar bahishchatat sarvam yapyan narayana stitaha. So Narayana, like whatever is there in this world, moving everything, that is pervaded in and out by Ishvara. पुरुषे वेदं विश्वं कर्म तपो ब्रह्म परामृतम्। पुरुषे वेदं सर्वं, मुंडकोपनिषद सेज, पुरुष सूक्त आल्सो सेज, पुरुषे एव इदं सर्वं, व्हाटएवर इज देयर हियर इज फिल्ड विद पुरुष। अहम् आदिश्च मध्यं च भूतानां अन्ते एव च, एंड द मिडिल एंड द बिगिनिंग मिडिल एंड एंड ऑफ ऑल बीइंग्स। Matta parataram nanyat kinchid asti dhananjaya. There is nothing different from me, nothing apart from me. Manase vedam aptavyam neha nanasti kinch